L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We have moved on to the second half of Darren, Donick, and Chase on this beautiful day. Maybe a little shower sprinkled in here and there for some of you today, but the temperature's still manageable to get outside and get that fresh air that we need. Stay healthy. Willie Donick here with you on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Darren and Chase are off today and tomorrow. They'll be back with us on Monday. So we've got Marquise Munson out around the glass on the other side, co-hosting with me today. Elijah Campbell is producing. He's chiming in as well. So great show so far. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Joe Rexroad from The Athletic wrote a very thought-provoking piece on the legendary sports writer Grantland Rice, Tennessean, Vanderbilt, and then went nationwide, one of the greatest sports writers of his time. But some complex history as we're examining through different lenses these days. I think you'll enjoy that conversation at 12:30. As we promised you earlier, right now we talk to Pete Pranick, who I've gotten to know much better over the last few years. He is the television voice for the Memphis Grizzlies on Fox Sports Tennessee. He has done a tremendous job for them. It's been an exciting year for the Grizzlies as they now, hopefully, if everything goes in the right direction, they'll be able to resume play before too long. Pete, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. So, Pete, I know just like myself, it was all around the same day that the pause button was hit. How have you spent the time here these last few months as we waited out and hope for good things coming around the corner?
Well, trying to stay as busy as possible. Once the golf courses reopened, that became an outlet. I'm a licensed pilot, so doing some real social distancing, going up in a plane by myself and flying around Tennessee. And my mother passed away in February, and so I'm in Wisconsin right now. I'm on my third trip to clear out the house and handle the sale of the property. So even though there's been no NBA basketball, it hasn't exactly been a quiet time for me. There's been enough to keep me busy, but really want to get back. Willie, and I know you do too. You want to get back to really what you love to do, and that's calling, in your case, a hockey game, and in my case, calling the NBA, and hopefully both of us will get our wish real soon.
No doubt, and it's been an exciting year for the Grizzlies. They've got this young nucleus of players that have really sped up a rebuilding process as the team did a really nice job flipping some of their core players and turning it into some excellent assets. So I know the fans for the Grizzlies, Pete, have to be really itching to get this going because they want to see how far these young guys can take this team.
Well, and they're itching to get back in the playoffs, which was not anything I think in the organization really thought, even in their wildest dreams, was possible. But this was a group that came together very, very quickly, and a lot of the credit for that has to go to Taylor Jenkins, who came from the San Antonio system, which is all about family, and one of Taylor's big ways of approaching things is all about I want my players to know that I care about them as more than basketball players, that I care about them as people. You also had the development of Ja Morant, and we knew that he was an exceptional talent. We knew that coming out of Murray State. I don't think we fully realized how quickly he would become. And the other thing that you don't always see until you really are working with somebody on a day-after-day basis is their intense will to win. And that's what sets apart the great players from the good players in our league and I think any sporting endeavor. There are a lot of guys who play a sport because they're talented and they enjoy it, but then there are some who play the sport because they're talented, they enjoy it, and they absolutely hate losing. And Ja Morant is one of those guys. And when you add him to Jaren Jackson, who has taken a step forward, and Brandon Clark, who is a steal in the draft, you definitely have a young nucleus, and you have some veteran guys around him like Jonas Valanciunas who can help out as well. So it's a well-rounded roster, and you're right. I think everybody in Memphis is excited to see what they can do once we get things rolling again.
Well, Pete, as they have announced the format, it's interesting to compare what the NBA is doing to try to, you know, have a fair way of crowning a champion as opposed to the NHL. They've done it a little bit differently, for sure. It's been a little more weighed, whereas teams like the Chicago Blackhawks and Montreal Canadiens, in some people's opinion, got a little bit more life than they should have when they likely were not going to make the playoffs to begin with. So maybe if you can, spell out what the Grizzlies will need to do to get to the playoffs and maybe have a shot to knock somebody off in the playoffs. Because as you mentioned, making the playoffs would be a great achievement based on where the team is right now.
Yeah, I mean, they have a 3.5-game lead, but that lead is over the New Orleans Pelicans. And if the schedule unfolds the way we think that it will, the Grizzlies are going to have two more games against them head-to-head, potentially in Orlando. The other thing that you're looking at is that, you know, it's not only 3.5 games over New Orleans, but there are a couple other teams in the West that are also 3.5 games behind. So you got Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento are all 3.5 games behind. There are going to be 8 games, as we understand, played. And San Antonio's 4 games back. So all those teams are going to be there. The Grizzlies, and again, if the schedule works out the way we think it will, there will be one more game against San Antonio, 2 against New Orleans, and 1 more against Portland. So a lot of Grizzlies fans were hoping that when the restart occurred that it would simply, well, we're just going to go to the playoffs because the Grizzlies would have been in. Well, they're going to have to earn their way in. But the one curveball that the NBA has added this year is the play-in tournament between the 8th and 9th seeds, which, for those who haven't followed it, the 8th seed will play the 9th seed. If the 8th seed wins the first meeting between those two teams, 8th seed retains the 8th seed, and we start the playoffs. If 8 and 9 play, and in the first game, the 9th seed wins, you got to play another game. And if 9 wins both of those games, they leapfrog and they go into 8. So, you know, there's a lot of things that have to happen. The Grizzlies do have a sizable lead, but they are going to have to face the teams that are directly in their rearview mirror. You know, my point of view is, you know, like I said, the fans wanted the playoffs to start, so they knew the Grizzlies would be in. You know, the Grizzlies are going to have to earn their way in, and I think that's really the fair way to do it, because you have teams that were chasing the Grizzlies, and, you know, you were going to have, and if we had played the full 82-game schedule, there would have been 2 games against Portland. You know, so this gives opportunity to Portland and to Sacramento, who has already won the season series from the Grizzlies, to make a late run and make a push into the playoffs.
We're talking to Pete Pranica. He is the TV analyst for the Grizzlies, and I need your help on this, Pete, because I've been trying my hardest to campaign for Ja Morant to win Rookie of the Year. And obviously, I don't have to campaign too much, because if you look at his numbers, he's had a great season, but still people bring up the discussion of him and Zion, and possibly Zion could win MVP or Rookie of the Year. Can you help me try to make my case for Ja Morant, being someone who's watched him this entire season?
Well, I think the case for Ja is he's played the entire season.
Exactly.
He held out for a couple of games, had some minor injuries. You're talking about somebody who has taken a team, not entirely by himself, but who has taken a team that has exceeded its projected Vegas win total, that is has a 3.5-game lead, as I said, you know, for the last playoff spot in the West, and has been a starter for every game that he's played, who has been the Western Conference Rookie of the Year, I think, at least 3 times. You look at what he is able to do in the fourth quarter. Last I checked, and, of course, I haven't looked at stats in a while, he was one of the top 5 fourth-quarter scorers in the NBA, not just among rookies, but among everybody. So he's a guy who has produced in the clutch, and you will typically see that start of the game he may be more of a facilitator, but when it comes to winning time, he's the guy. Key block against Kyrie Irving to preserve a tie. Grizzlies go on to win in overtime. Game-winning bucket in Charlotte. You know, the list goes on of the clutch shots that he's made and what he has done. It's been meaningful basketball. It hasn't been just piling up stats. And he has shown that he is a winner, and he is not afraid to take it to the rim late in the game, late in a close game. He's one of the better clutch players in the NBA, and again, that's among all NBA players, not just rookies.
Yeah, Pete, I got to watch Ja Morant. I covered Alabama before coming here, and his breakout game was against Alabama, and then I watched him then and there and knew this kid was a star. When you guys got that second pick of the draft, and you knew the first obviously was going to probably end up going to Zion, and you knew you guys were possibly getting a guy like Ja Morant, what was the reaction of fans out there in Memphis who knew they're getting this guy? And did you guys expect to get this Ja Morant so early in his career?
We knew that he would be exceptional. He would be what I call a generational talent. I think this is a kid who, if the career continues along the uptick, he's going to be a multiple-time All-Star, you know, top end, maybe in the MVP conversation at some point, but would be a guy who is going to be a headliner for the Grizzlies for a number of years. So there was great excitement, you know, on draft night. And there's, you know, and the Grizzlies had pretty much telegraphed, look, we're going to take Morant. So everybody was you know, kind of built up about this, and they were excited about it. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. The Grizzlies, historically, no matter who's worn the uniform, they always play with a chip on their shoulder. It's a small market. It's often overlooked. It just really, really fit. And so fans were excited when he got here. They got more excited the more they saw of him. And his development has really been remarkable. We knew that he'd be good. I don't think we understood he'd be this good this quickly. And the way that he is bonded with his head coach, Taylor Jenkins, and how well they communicate. And the other thing, too, that we didn't really understand when Ja joined us was he has the unique ability to remember plays, and not just plays, but what the other nine guys were doing in that sequence. And he's got great basketball IQ, great recall of where people are on the floor. And I know we talk about a point guard, and it's a cliche, you know, coach on the floor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Morant really can be that. And he's done a wonderful job. And Neil Ivey, who has gone on to be the head coach of the Notre Dame women's basketball team, has been a big influence on him. But we were excited when he showed up. We're even more excited now that we've had a chance to see him through 65 games.
And I want to talk about, Pete, another rookie that's on your team, because I think this was possibly the steal of the draft, and that's Brandon Clark. And he's to me, been the second best rookie possibly this season, outside of Zion and of course, Ja Morant. But outside of that those tier guys, him and Kendrick Nunn have been like the two most exciting rookies outside of those two. What have you seen from Brandon Clark and you know, his ability to, you know, fit in with this young core so fast and be a, you know, top star with, you know, Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant?
Well, he understands his game. He knows what he can do and do well. He is an excellent pick-and-roll player. He's great finishing as the roll man in pick-and-rolls. He, to me, guys, is the poster child for don't buy into the analytics of the combine. Because, you know, if you look at it, his wingspan isn't really that long. It's probably a little substandard. Who cares? The kid can jump out of the gym. He knows how to play, and the knock on him was, well, can he shoot? Well, you know what? He has the ability to get in the lane, get to the dotted line, and rise above everybody, and he's patented that little floater, and then obviously he can sky and he can dunk as well. So again, it's another kid of high character, played his basketball with a really, really good program at Gonzaga, who was well coached at Gonzaga, comes in, you know, doesn't need the ball to be effective. Very good rebounder, even though he appears to be a little undersized. Again, good basketball IQ, high character, high athletic ability, and just a really, really good person to be around.
Pete, great stuff, as always. We're really excited about what the Grizzlies have done and looking forward to, just like with all the sports, to having some action here very, very soon. And so let's keep our fingers crossed that all goes as smoothly as it possibly can, and I hope you like Orlando. You may be down there for a while. I know you've been there plenty of times before. This could be quite unique, and someday we're going to have some fun stories to tell about all that we experience here coming forward.
Either in Orlando or in a studio in Memphis. We're not really sure how.
That's right.
Play.
Yeah. We're waiting for kind of the same news ourselves here.
Yeah. They may not let us in the bubble. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, if they let you,
we're in the same position.
Well, if they let you in the bubble, hopefully you're good at ping pong and maybe you can compete with someone.
Just don't play doubles.
Just don't play doubles. That's it.
That's right. Pete, we'll talk to you soon. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Pete Pranica. He's the TV voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. And he does make a point. We're still, and, you know, he works for the same group that I do in that. And really, this, I think, goes for all broadcasters. We're still not sure what broadcasters, if any, will actually be on site, because there is an option of keeping that whole group of people in a separate area calling the games off of a television monitor. That final decision has not been made, at least obviously for Pete and for me. I don't know if anybody else privately has decided that, but that remains to be seen. When we come back, we'll talk more about just the uniqueness of Orlando as we have been reading about. Marquise and Elijah in particular have had some fun looking at some of the details. He mentioned ping pong. That's just the tip of the iceberg there. And don't forget Joel Rexroad coming on at 12:30. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more here on 102.5 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.